Hi, I'm Sam from Pride and Surrey.
Now, obviously, I'm sure people are aware of the fire the other day in Byfleet at the self-storage centre. I've heard that you've lost a lot of your historical back catalogue, have you?
Yes, we absolutely have. So in the lockup is basically all of our event equipment and kind of memorabilia throughout the years, Pride and Surrey. So we have things from our very first Pride. We've got brochures and all the stuff that we have very fond memories of from the first Pride and, you know, the every Pride since. So it's been a really sad to have lost so much.
Now, have you lost everything or was some things managed to be saved?
We have our safe space in Woking and there is some stuff throughout our years that is there, thankfully. But everything at the unit, we assume, has been lost. We haven't yet been contacted with the full details about everything that has been lost. But given the fact that the fire went on for, I think, 3 days and the water, the amount of water that was used to put out the fire, we're assuming that there's nothing salvageable.
Now, what impact has this fire had?
Oh, God, it's had a huge impact. I mean, obviously, for Pride and Surrey, putting on an event requires a lot of equipment, basically all of which we had in the lockup. But, you know, at times like this, it's very easy to look personally about the damages. But you've got to remember that all sorts of organisations and families have, you know, got stuff in this lockup. And, you know, it's not just Pride and Surrey. Everyone's, you know, feeling the hurt right about now. But, you know, looking at putting on a Pride event and all of the equipment that it takes, you know, it's going to be a hard challenge from here to, you know, pick up pieces and get what we need to get in order to run our event, which we're still planning on having on the 9th of September this year.
So looking ahead at the event this year, are you needing people to come forward with stuff to help make new things?
So there are a few ways, I suppose, people can, you know, help out in like helping us get back on our feet. We've set up a kind of recovery fund that you can see on all of our socials. We initially set it at £1,000 and we honestly didn't think it would reach that at all, but we managed to hit our target in about 24 hours, which is absolutely amazing. So, you know, anyone that wants is able to help us out that way, that would be fantastic. But, you know, looking aside from that, obviously with our Pride event coming up, you know, it requires a lot of manpower to put those events on. So, you know, if people have time, you know, just volunteering and helping out would be absolutely massive in making sure it's a success this year.
And if people are interested in helping out and volunteering, how can they do this? How can they contact you?
So if you go to prideandsurrey.org, there are all sorts of ways that you can, you know, contact us or just getting in touch through our socials. Any way that people feel that they want to get in touch is, you know, completely appreciated.
Now back to the fire. Have you heard anything at all from Axis Self Storage themselves?
We've heard effectively nothing. You've got to remember they only put out the fire, I believe, yesterday afternoon in full. So obviously it's a lot of work on their part just to, you know, figure out where they're going. So no, we have yet to hear many details about, you know, the state of our particular unit and the storage facility in general.
And what are you hoping is going to happen next? I mean, are you hoping for some compensation?
So fortunately, we do have insurance on some of the items that we have in the storage facility, but there is no chance that it's going to cover everything that we have in there.
And is there anything that you can replace? Obviously, I know that you've lost a lot, so replacing everything is kind of impossible, really, isn't it?
Obviously, we'll try and replace as much as possible, but you know, whilst we obviously have this insurance claim that we will put through, we won't hear anything back for, well, we probably won't get that compensation for a good few months yet. So it's all about trying to, you know, reach out to people who might be able to help out with things like sponsorship and just donations in order to try and, you know, rebuild our kind of equipment and stock back up so that we're able to put on our event in September.
Absolutely. And final question, when you heard about the self-storage unit being on fire, what was your reaction?
I was completely shocked, to be honest. I mean, it's been such a helpful a resource to have over the last few years. And, you know, it's been so crucial to the Pride and Surrey team and to putting on the events we do. So the whole team was really devastated when we found out. You know, it's hard to hear that something that means so much and the kind of memorabilia that, you know, people have a lot of sentimental value attached to has just completely gone. We were all really upset to hear about it.
And has it put you off using a self-storage unit again?
Well, it's early days yet, so we're not sure about our plans for storage in the future. But, you know, it's definitely made us reconsider our position on how we store things and where we store things. Obviously, it's you know, we've got to get new equipment before we can think about how we're going to store it. But we're definitely considering our options.
Well, those are all the questions I have for you today, Sam. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I stop recording?
Well, all I would like to just add is we've got our event coming up in September and it's taking place in Reigate. Anyone that feels up to coming, it's going to be a great day. We've got a parade, we've got loads of great acts coming. So that will take place on the 9th of September in Priory Park in Reigate. So anyone that feels up for it, please come.
Excellent stuff. And is it a free event or is it a ticketed event?
So it's currently on pay what you can. So there is it's a minimum donation of £1. So the price has been kept as low as possible for everyone to be able to come.